It's 8 minutes past eight. Let's hear what it says in the papers now from Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Audrey. It's not quite Father Ted, but apparently we're all racists now, Father. That's according to the front page of the Irish Daily Mail, quoting presidential candidate Catherine Connolly, who weighed in on the Owen Hayes blackface fiasco. She acknowledged his apology and regret. Then she went on to say, if we go more general than that, we've all said many racist things in our lives that we didn't even think were racist. Sober curious is a term that appears in the Star. It quotes research which suggests more Irish people are interested in a so-called sober curious lifestyle, which includes going to pubs but not drinking alcohol. On the opposite page, the Star has pulled together several news stories into one on the numbers of deaths on our roads. The article notes that in the past few days, 5 people have been killed on the island's roads. It lists the incidents with names and photos of the dead. There are 2 stories in the Belfast papers on the state of affairs in the north. One in the Belfast Telegraph tells us that new research says that Catholics are more concerned about the climate emergency than Protestants. They also back stronger action. While the Irish News reports on a greater coming together of the communities in the north with the opening of 3 new nursery schools. They're called integrated nurseries. They're for 3- and 4-year-olds. And as the paper says, they'll have a reasonable mix of Protestant and Catholic pupils. Several crime stories in the papers this morning. The Sun says that Gardaí have arrested a man who they believe was involved in a scam allowing him to withdraw stolen money from ATM machines. The paper says Gardaí have seized 57 different bank cards and over €300,000 in cash, but they believe the total amount of cash taken is €750,000. And the Irish Times has a piece on an inspector of prisons report which talks about the death of an inmate in Limerick Prison. The report said he'd been pressurised to conceal drugs inside his body while out on temporary release, and he'd been granted that temporary release following the death of his infant son. On the opposite page in the Times, an article in which Irish parents are being blamed for damaging the economy. It quotes the head of Dublin Bus complaining that parents and schools are pushing students towards third level, while companies like his are crying out for mechanics and other skilled workers. That's what the young people are doing. What about the older people? Well, it seems they're outdoing what young people used to do. They're out protesting. The Independent has a picture of 3 sisters from Cork in their 60s and 70s who were arrested in London for carrying Palestine Action signs at a protest there. The paper quotes one of them saying, "I can't believe 3 old Irish women were arrested. I'm glad we stood up for what's right." A few pages on in The Independent, the price of butter. The paper says consumers have been warned to get used to higher food costs, with the price of butter alone having gone up 50% in the past 5 years. That's according to economists. Another economist in The Examiner has a solution. He's Tom O'Connor from Munster Technical University. He says consumers need help, and that help should come in the form of a small tax on the country's richest. He says the upcoming budget must include a 1% wealth tax. Across the page, the Examiner editorial is also talking about that budget, noting that today the Dáil is back after the summer holidays. The editorial writer says TDs have to get down to work and throw off the label we've become used to, the do-nothing Dáil.